This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Oh, yes, that's how we do it. That's how we hang. That's how we do all of our stuff. Anyways, how have you been? How has the last 24 hours or so been for you? It's always a good time when we start asking that question. So there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Anyways, let's talk real quick about how our show works. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of how it goes about. And we do our thingo, no doubt there. So with that being said, let's kind of go through how we do our stuff. We talk about safety in the news, news and safety. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get you where you need to be. That's it. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging for those opciones. And then once that occurs, we kind of go through the plethora of things. No, seriously. Because it'll give you audio, video, text messaging as we talked. Then I'll get a little prompt on the screen letting me know what exactly needs to be done. And that's it. And then we move forward and go through the whole thing of what we have going on. No doubt there. Also, I bring in some professional broadcasters that will talk a little bit about what the hell's going on inside of the multiverse. About what is going on inside of the multiverse. It's a real simple process. Once you get into there, boom, we're good to go. We move forward. And then they tell you everything. Feature Story News are those people, where they're coming from. So that's a good stuff. That's some good stuff for you. So with that being said, we will go slow today in regards to what's going on because it is Whip 'em Out Wednesday. And we'll go through all of the information right there. And that's it. That is the whole kit and caboodle. So with that being said, if you're good, I'm good. I have my friends from Feature Story News ready to go, wanting to talk, and we'll be there. By the way, only hour one is video streamed. Hour two and three are exclusive to Radio Big. First hour is simulcast across multiple places. I can tell you radiobig.fm and safetyfm.com definitely have it. And then we're streaming on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and then we'll put this thing, the first hour, into a podcast in some form. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on there, no doubt. And we will move forward with everything else going on. So here is the news right now.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ishan Garg. The U.S. Vice President is holding talks on Wednesday between the U.S., Greenland and Denmark. It comes after repeated suggestions from the U.S. President that Washington should take control of Greenland, which is a self-governing Danish territory. Ahead of talks, Greenland's Prime Minister said his people would rather choose Denmark over the U.S. if they had to make such a choice. Ross Cullen reports from Nuuk, Greenland's capital.
The Danish and Greenlandic foreign ministers are due to meet the US Vice President J.D. Vance and the Secretary of State Marco Rubio for talks after days of the Trump administration doubling down on its ambition to control this island, which is an autonomous part of the Kingdom of Denmark. The Danish Prime Minister lashed out on Tuesday before the talks at what she called unacceptable pressure from our closest ally, and Greenland's Premier lamented a geopolitical crisis. Donald Trump says the US needs to acquire the island to stop Russian and Chinese influence in the region. There is a US military base in the far north of Greenland, but Washington would like control of the whole island. The Danish and Greenlandic diplomats want to dial down the rhetoric and encourage the US to step back from coveting the territory of a fellow NATO member state. Ross Cullen, Nuuk, Greenland.
U.S. President Donald Trump has urged Iranian anti-government protesters to keep protesting, saying help is on the way. The death toll from nationwide protests in Iran surpassed 2,000 people on Tuesday, according to activists. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Iranians have described death and destruction in their first phone calls abroad after authorities severed communications during a crackdown on demonstrators. Protests began a little over 2 weeks ago over Iran's ailing economy and soon targeted the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At least 2,003 people are dead, according to the US-based human rights activist news agency. That figure recalls the chaos surrounding the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. US President Donald Trump has recently floated the possibility of intervention in the country. His national security team is expected to meet to discuss options. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Scott Adams, the creator of the comic strip Dilbert, has died at the age of 68. His satire of office life made him one of the most popular and widely syndicated cartoonists in the world. Ira Spitzer reports.
Scott Adams built a cultural phenomenon out of cubicles, pointless meetings, and incompetent bosses. His comic strip Dilbert, inspired by his own experience as a middle manager, skewered corporate life for more than three decades, and at its peak ran in roughly 2,000 newspapers worldwide. But Adams gained a different kind of notoriety after he made racist remarks on his podcast in 2023, prompting more than 1,000 newspapers to drop Dilbert and his publisher to cut ties. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, Elon Musk and his Grok AI. He's claiming that in light of growing threats of strong action against his platform, he has now limited the ability of his AI service to create sexualized images of women and girls only for paying customers. One of his critics in the UK is the Labour Party lawmaker Jess Astow, who, having publicly led the charge against Mr. Musk, has seen her own image manipulated by Grok.
Users were able to request the nudification of women and really dreadfully, children, which is in itself illegal child sexual abuse material. And as somebody who's vocally campaigned for nudification at ban, I clearly got into the firing line. And yes, there have been a number of pictures of me which are unseemly and distasteful.
And as for Mr. Musk's decision to place Grok's image-making capacity behind a paywall, she echoes Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who called it a joke.
I mean, it doesn't solve any problem. It just means that you're paying to sexualise women and potentially even children, which in itself is illegal. That's not right. And we don't even think that's necessarily the case. Many, many people have said they've been able to create these images without having to pay anything to XAI.
Mr. Musk's response, he's accusing the British government of being fascist and again is making entirely false claims that free speech is being restricted in the UK. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
A big shout out to the other radio stations on the dial.
You sit down.
We'll do the heavy lifting.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
According to a new survey, 92% of cops who listen to us on the job give out 59% fewer tickets. Hey, cops, crank us up. We won't tell anybody.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium
premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely, lovely Wednesday. Yeah, it's lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. What else can we call it? Because that's what exactly how we refer to it. Okay, so let's talk about this because, you know, hey, we have to start off with something. So let's start off with something more interesting than else. A candy store in Gatlinburg, Tennessee is dealing with the world's sweetest crime spree. Yeah. A bear has broken into Glade's homemade candies for the fourth time. Yes, number four. The owners say that the bear caused major damage while ransacking the shop, proving that this isn't curiosity, it's commitment. After 35 years in business, the owner says that the repeat offender is their biggest challenge yet. Wildlife officials are now investigating. And the hope is that the bear can be relocated safely unharmed, preferably somewhere with fewer truffles and easier access to Twizzlers. So the bear didn't hibernate, and carbo-loaded is what it sounds like. The fourth break-in at this point, he's basically an employee if you start really thinking about it. And this isn't candy store anymore. It's a drive-thru for bears. At four visits, that's not a crime. It's brand loyalty. I mean, there's just no other way to think about it. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, let's keep it some weird stuff going through. A couple named Tina and Roger took the phrase "love is in the air." Oops, I don't even know how I did that one. Way too literally. Getting married mid-flight in a Southwest Airlines. In a viral TikTok video, the flight attendant announced the surprise wedding over the intercom, reminding passengers that Southwest is the love airline, and inviting all 136 captain guests to the ceremony. Tina walked down the aisle with flowers. Rogers waited up front, watching Southwest Orange and Efficient marry them at a cruising altitude. While the plane was still in the air, passengers were told to remain seated, use the back lavatory if necessary. Nothing says romance like turbulence and bathroom logistics. And then then cheered as the couple exchanged vows. Kiss, high five stranger, tossed the bouquet, and passed around the guest book. After landing, they exited through the heart-decorated jetway and rode through the airport just married card. While the moment was technically legal, experts are airborne. Weddings are complicated and can create legal headaches later, especially if the couple doesn't know which state they were flying over. The exact moment they say I do. So nothing says romance like being legally trapped in a metal tube. I mean, just think about that. And you may kiss the bride. Please keep your seatbelts fastened, though, because that's going to be one of those weird ones. I don't know. I mean, it's creative. I mean, let's just not lie about it. Kind of weird, but creative. Let's keep it into the nonsense angle for a moment, and then we'll kind of get into some serious stuff, because our friends at Feature Story News already told us some serious stuff going on. But take a listen to this. That annoying 6-7 that kids keep yelling turns out to mean absolutely nothing. And that's the point. The phrase exploded last year, jumping from middle school slang to sports arenas, Halloween costumes, and even classrooms. Kids love it, adults hate it. Linguists say the congratulations to both sides. The reaction is exactly how slang is supposed to work. 6-7 has no dictionary or semantic meaning. It doesn't describe a number or an object or idea. Instead, it carries social meaning. A way the kids to signal belonging, solidarity, and I'm in the group and you're not. It's verbal peer pressure with hand gestures. Experts explain that that teenagers rely heavily on that kind of language as they separate themselves from their parents and younger kids. Slang like this helps the social territory, especially during early teenage years. Now starting younger thanks to kids living online 24/7. It's not brain rot. It's normally social development, just louder and more irritating than previous generation slang. And it's like driving you nuts, relax. Once adults start using it, it's already dead. You kind of already know how that goes. I mean, just think about it real quick. No, like seriously, think about it. 420, It's probably one of the popular ones. 69 would probably be another one that's popular. I know, hey, I'm not saying that they're the most politically correct ones to talk about, but slang terms that were probably when you were younger. Probably some terms that are still used today around you. Just saying. So let's continue talking. Let's keep it some weird still, I guess. Should we talk about that NFL predictions by Microsoft Copilot for AI for every game? Super Bowl 60. Should I say this or no? Do we care about this? Yeah, let's talk about it because AI. So Microsoft Copilot has weighed in on the 2025 NFL playoffs. And according to the chat box, Super Bowl 60 is wide open. And with no dominant team separating the pack after the wild card weekend full of close calls, every wild card game was competitive, with all six decided by one score at some point, reinforcing the idea that postseason is more a coin flip than coronation. USA Today Sports asked Copilot to project every remaining playoff game from divisional round through the Super Bowl 60, including final scores, Super Bowl MVP. While the AI needed a few corrections along the way, even the robots forgot the roster. It ultimately delivered a full bracket. So I will just tell you what it said that it was going to be. According to the prediction, it said that Super Bowl 60 would be the Broncos over the Seahawks, 23-19. Copilot is calling it the Super Bowl 48 rematch, Denver getting revenge at the time. The AI favors Broncos' consistent defense, strong pass rush, and cleaner execution. So if that means anything to you, there you go. So now we even have AI predicting what the hell is going to happen there. So there you go. So I got a question for you, and this is a serious question, so I'm just asking if I can have a better understanding. Do you still go to the movie theater? And I'm asking the question because you're seeing on how movies from streaming, or excuse me, movies from movie theaters to streaming are normally kind of going relatively quick. It's a quick window in regards from the time that they're streamed to the time that they make it into your, or from the time that they actually get released at the movie theater to the time that they stream. So do you go to the movies? So if you do not go to the movies and you wait for the streamer, I get it. And if you are a moviegoer, well, there are some things trying to convince you this week, or better saying, let me see, next week, to get you to go to the movies. Cinemark is once again turning National Popcorn Day into a beautiful, buttery free-for-all. The theater chain is bringing back their widely popular Bring Your Own Bucket event on January the 18th and the 19th, letting customers fill anything with popcorn for about $5 plus tax as long as a container holds up to 400 ounces. Yeah, that's more than 3 gallons of popcorn. Regularly, popcorn or kettled corn both qualify as select location. This year, Cinemark teamed up with Lowe's, and here's where it gets ridiculous. Anyone who brings in a blue 5-gallon Lowe's bucket gets a pass on the 400-ounce limit and can load up even more. Plus, snag coupons for future popcorn runs. No movie ticket, though. No problem. Forget your bucket. Still fine. You can use any size popcorn, whether you're seeing a movie or just carbo loading. So Cinemark is also leaning hard into the fun with it. Free medium popcorn with a purchase of a medium drink, social media contest, and sweepstakes, and a chance to win a year worth of popcorn, free large popcorn rewards, and so on. So there you go. Lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse as we are talking. So don't worry about that. I guess that's a way to get people back into the movie theater if you want to do it that way. Okay, so let's start getting into some more, you know, demanding news stories. Bill and Hillary Clinton skip congressional deposition tied to the House Oversight Committee investigating into Jeffrey Epstein, setting up a high-stakes clash with Capitol Hill. Was scheduled to testify behind closed doors yesterday, but didn't show. Hillary Clinton was set for today. House Oversight Chair James Comer says that he plans to move forward with contempt proceedings, which would mark the first time a former president has faced contempt of Congress and could trigger a long political charge legal fight. In a sharply worded letter, Kaber and the Clintons argued the subpoenas are legally invalid, citing that an analyst from two law firms, they accused the president and Republican lawmakers of weaponizing the justice system for political purposes and framed their refusal as a stand against what they called a broader abuse of power. They also pointed out that to precedent, noting that President Trump defied a congressional subpoena back in 2022 related to January the 6th. The Clintons challenged Comer's to release the legal analyst publicly and criticized Congress for not forcing the Justice Department to release all of Epstein's related files, including any material involving them, something they say they've publicly called for. So what do you think here? I'm just asking the question. So let's talk about this. So I'm going to give you some. We'll go slow, not too much. But for the first time, more. Okay, this is a poll. This is a poll. More Americans want ICE abolished than not after the Renee Good shooting. So for the first time ever, more Americans now are supporting to abolish ICE than oppose it. Following the fatal shooting of Renee Nicole Good by ICE Jonathan Ross in Minneapolis, Good was shot and killed last week during a dispute encountered that was caught on video. President Trump's DHS Secretary Kristi Noem immediately labeled Good a domestic terrorist, and the president backed that claim. The problem, the video evidence and police statement don't line up with that version, and the fallout has been loud and nationwide. Public outrage has fueled protests and now the polls. A new Economist YouGov survey from January the 9th through the 12th, 2026, shows that 46% of Americans support to abolish ICE, while 43 oppose it and 12 aren't sure. That's a major shift from earlier polling, where the abolition support was still the minority. Americans are also pushing back on how the case is being handled. 71% say that Minnesota officials should be involved, which would make sense. And let's see, 50% say that the killing was not justified, compared to 30% who say it was another YouGov poll shows that 53% support criminal charges against the agent. So there you go. There's some info.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. President Donald Trump had a very unfiltered moment during a tour of Ford F-150 plant in Detroit yesterday when a worker appeared to heckle him by shouting, "Pedophile protector." The jab referenced Trump's association with Jeffrey Epstein and ongoing criticism over the Justice Department's slow rollout of the Epstein files. Trump didn't ignore it while walking the factory floor before his Detroit Economic Club speech. The president snapped back, audibly dropping the F-bomb at the heckler and giving him the middle finger. So there you go. Yeah. This is not made up. I mean, there are videos of this. I was actually taking a look at it yesterday afternoon going, well, this becomes interesting as we are talking. So there you go. Let's see. What do we want to do? Do we want to talk about this one? Yeah, let's talk about it because I think it's interesting. President Trump push to acquire Greenland isn't going away. According to his Arctic commissioner, it could heat up fast. Thomas Danz, a key architect of the plan, says the U.S. action on Greenland could happen within weeks or months, even if a full deal would take a much longer to finish. Danz described the effort as a high-speed train, with President Trump wanting to skip a small step and move straight to the main objective. The idea first floated to Trump years ago by billionaire Ronald Lauder, centers on buying Greenland outright and gaining control through diplomatic means. Denmark and Greenland insists that the island is not for sale, and polls showed that Greenlanders want independence from Denmark but do not want to become the 51st state. Still, Danz says momentum is building. Vice President J.D. Vance is now personally leading talks with Danish and Greenlandic officials at the White House, a notable upgrade that signals how serious the administration is. Vance has echoed Trump's warning that if Europe doesn't take Greenland security seriously, the United States will. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, man. Just telling you what I'm seeing. What do you think? Seriously, what do you think?
Duh.
I mean, come on. I mean, what are you thinking here in regards of it? Does that make sense? Not make sense? Do you look at it and go, not sure if we're doing the right thing or if we're doing the wrong thing? I don't know. It's an interesting world out there as we are talking. No doubt there. I don't know. So it's very strange sometimes when we start getting into some of the stuff that we start talking about. No doubt about that. Okay, what else do we got? Do we want to do monologues? I don't like doing monologues on this one. I don't like doing the monologues on the show here. So here's the thing. I don't know if you know about this. Should we talk about it? I'll talk about it anyways. Fear Factor is back again. And this time it's gone fully reality TV show chaos. Fear Factor House of Fear premieres tonight on Fox. Now, I'm slightly confused on that because I watched that thing yesterday on Hulu. Keeping the franchise signature gross out stunts while adding Big Brother style social games. Instead of new contestants every episode, 14 competitors live together under one roof, creating alliances, feuds, and betrayals and nonstop trash talk. There's also only one winner, meaning that the entire $200,000 prize goes to a single survivor. No more team payouts. The challenges are still pure nightmare fuels, bugs, reptiles, heights, claustrophobia, electrocutions, ice baths, deep water stunts, eating truly accursed food, and being vacuum sealed in a plastic and forced to crawl out. Yes, that's exactly what's on Hidden Sound. Hosting duties go to Johnny Knoxville, you know, the Jackass legend. Held together by scars, screws, and spite, steps into the role previously failed by Joe Rogan and Ludacris. Fox calls him the champion of fearless entertainment, given his medical chart. That checks out. Take a listen.
I'm Johnny Knoxville. And this is Fear Factor, House of Fear. 14 people will confront their worst fears.
Get me out, Johnny.
And live with each other.
Is Fear Factor on steroids?
What did I get myself into?
So I have to tell you, I watched it. I was pretty interested about the whole thing. And I will tell you that, not to ruin too much for you, but I'm just going to let you know. That vacuum seal thing, that's probably I think that's the first challenge that they do. Yeah. Good times there if that's what you're into. Okay, so there you go. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do and let's get into, well, what we would call our main story. So let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's get into our main story because it sounds like it's time to do that. So let me say this up front because some of you need to hear this without the safety conference sugarcoating. I know. There is, okay, matter of fact, let me kind of backtrack. Listen closely. There is no single correct way. Let me say that again. There is no single correct way. Use what works. That's it. That's the message. And if that pisses you off, congratulations. You're probably defending something that doesn't actually work, is more than likely what's happening. We love pretending that there's only one right way to do safety. One system, one framework, and one holy fucking checklist handed down from Mount Consultant. And if it fails, well, clearly the workers didn't follow it hard enough. And how can I put this lightly? That's bullshit. What we don't like to admit is that most work gets done in spite of the rules. Not because of them. It's because people adapt, they adjust, they improvise, they do what actually keeps things moving without blowing themselves up. And instead of learning from that, we punish it. Why? Because use what works. It scares people who built their identity around being right instead of being effective. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Correct doesn't keep people safe. Effective does. I've watched organizations argue for months in which model to adapt while people are still getting hurt. Same meeting, same PowerPoint presentation, same assholes nodding like something meaningful is happening. Nothing changes, but the work keeps happening quietly, creatively, sometimes illegally, according to procedures. And guess what? That's where the learning actually is. Now, let's talk about the second part here, because this is where it really is going to get uncomfortable. There are no limits except the ones you accept. Let me say that again. There are no limits except the ones you accept.
Duh.
Most limits aren't real. They're inherited. They're repeated. They're just how we always have done things, which is just a fear wearing a hard hat. That's all that boils down to. People will tell you that would never get approved.
That's not best practice.
That's not best practice. That's not how our industry works. Translation, I don't want to be responsible if anything goes sideways. So instead, we're trapped inside of this invisible fence that nobody remembers installing. And it just doesn't apply to safety. It applies to how we train, how you lead, how you parent, how you take care of your body, how you think that you're allowed to live your life. We've turned preference into law and called it professionalism. And here's the thing that no one wants to say out loud. If it works and it doesn't hurt people, who the hell cares if it doesn't match the textbook? Real progress doesn't come from permission. It comes from paying attention. Sometimes you know something works before you can explain it. Sometimes data comes later. Sometimes signal shows up before the spreadsheet does. And no, I'm not turning this into a single reflection episode just in case. But if you've been paying attention long enough, you already know that when something is right, not perfect, not approved, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about here. And the problem is that you didn't see it. The problem is that you're waiting for someone else to bless it. So, here's a rated R takeaway. No filter, if we need to. I want you to think about this for a moment. Maybe longer than a moment. Use what works. Drop what doesn't. Stop worshiping systems that can't survive contact with reality. And quit asking permission from people who don't live with the consequences of your decisions. There is no single correct way. And the only limits that matters are the ones that you are still choosing to accept.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now. Now.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no.
This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Are 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Yeah, here you go. You're taking a listen to Mammy. This one's called Let Me Go. Yeah, songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Bandora. Yeah, some good times going on right there. So there you go. We would like to thank Mammo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. There you go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Yeah, so there you go. You know, it's kind of some dance music, I guess, is how you would really probably factor that in. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends. It's right love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. I'm going to tell you, you can go to the website, take a look around, and it can change a lot of things for you because there is so much good information on the site. Besides that, there's other ways that you can take a look around. You can take a look around at their store. You can take a look around at some of the self-care stuff that they have. Finding help is some of the portions that is there, but there's all kinds of stuff that is related on their website. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of information going on. So let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So take a listen to this. Scarlett Johansson atop the box office leadership is over for now. The Black Widow star, who held the title for the highest grossing actor of all time, has been dethroned by fellow Marvel star Zoe Saldana. Thanks to her later starring role for James Cameron's Avatar film series, Avatar Fire and Ash officially has grossed $1.23 billion with a B at the worldwide box office on Monday, which cements Saldana as a top of the list of the highest grossing movie stars with a total of $16.86 billion when the gross is for all of her movies are combined. Johansson stands just over 16.4. So what do you think? I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not going to lie here and go, wow, you know, it's not a big moment. It is kind of a big moment. So there you go. Some things to talk about. Let me talk about this one because I saw this yesterday and I thought it was kind of interesting. Last night on The Tonight Show, actor Grace Van Patten asked Jimmy Fallon if he had ever stolen anything. Jimmy said that he went to the finale of Seinfeld and stole the toothbrush from Jerry's bathroom. Take a listen.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yes.
What?
I have. I went to the finale of Seinfeld.
Okay.
I actually snuck in and got into the finale of the show Seinfeld. I went to Jerry's bathroom. And I stole a toothbrush.
Oh my God. Yeah. Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Of course. Do you brush with your teeth with it every night?
Of course, I brush all the time. You kidding me?
So So I don't know how truthful that is, but that's kind of a weird one. And when you really start thinking about it, of all things to steal in life, you went with a toothbrush. But anyways, that's entertainment stuff. Probably shouldn't be talking about that right now because we're trying to focus on the seriousness of business. Or maybe that's what I'm trying to do. I never know what I'm really trying to do here. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what in the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute is courtesy of JaysCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Joe. Aristotle said, "It's during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light." I agree. I've enjoyed some very high highs in my life, but I've also endured some very low lows. It's amazing how many friends you have on the mountaintop and how lonely it can be in the valley. During those times, I've made some amazing decisions. I've also found ways to be more nimble and work on better ways to do things. I don't know about you, but I never think about ways to save money when I have plenty to spend. But when times are tight, I often find ways to stretch every penny a little further. I might even use a coupon or two. But I often have amnesia when things are good. This is usually when I'm signing up for subscriptions for things. Then, when things are not as good, I'm canceling all of those subscriptions. The Motivation Minute. This has been the Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Iran's government is facing mounting global pressure as security forces move to crush spreading street protests.
Demonstrators have rallied for a third week against economic hardship, political repression, and internet blackouts, even as officials restrict access to social media platforms. Security forces have been accused of firing on crowds, with human rights groups reporting hundreds of deaths and mass arrests. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The United States is weighing how far to push its standoff with Iran as President Trump signals both openness to talks and willingness to act militarily.
Trump has said Iranian officials have made contact about starting negotiations, even as his advisors examine possible ways to respond to the killings of protesters. Iranian leaders have warned that American bases and commercial interests could be targeted if Washington intervenes. The tension adds a new flashpoint to an already volatile region. Liam White reports.
Venezuela's political future remains unsettled as the United States presses its demands on the country's new leadership.
After a U.S. special operations raid seized Maduro and flew him to New York on drug trafficking charges, Washington has turned its attention to interim leader Delcy Rodriguez. President Trump has warned she will pay a very big price if she does not cooperate with U.S. demands. U.S. officials insist they will keep multiple levers of leverage, Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Thousands of nurses are off the job in New York City as a major strike hits several of the city's biggest hospitals on Monday.
The New York State Nurses Association says members walked out after contract talks broke down over staffing levels, pay, and health benefits. Nurses have formed picket lines outside facilities including Mount Sinai and Montefiore, where hospital leaders call the work stoppage reckless and say patients are still receiving care from replacement staff. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Federal immigration authorities are sending about 1,000 additional officers to Minnesota as protests swell over the fatal shooting of a woman by an ICE agent.
Renee Nicole Good was killed during a confrontation with an immigration officer in Minneapolis last week, an incident partly captured in cell phone videos that end just before the gunfire. Officials say one recording supports the agent's claim of self-defense, suggesting the woman's SUV may have struck him. Protesters dispute that account and have filled streets in Minneapolis. Kyle Norris reporting.
South Carolina's measles outbreak has surged to one of the nation's worst, with health officials confirming a sharp rise in new cases.
State health authorities report nearly 100 additional infections in just 3 days, bringing the total number of cases to about 310, most centered in the upstate region. The virus has now been linked to new illnesses in North Carolina and Ohio after recent holiday travel. More than 200 people are under quarantine. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Ass out of you like gas station sushi. Radio Big.
Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 1954, Marilyn Monroe marries baseball star New York Yankees Joe DiMaggio. Also in 1956, Little Richard releases Tutti Frutti. Yeah, if you don't know the song, you should probably take a listen to it, and you'll see why I said it that way. Also, back in 1993, David Letterman announces his show is moving from NBC to CBS. So there you go. That's some things that happened back on this date. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays going on today, because some people will care about that. Faye Dunaway turns 85. Holland Taylor turns 83. T-Bone turns 78. Emily Watson, 59. LL Cool J turns 58. And Jason Bateman, well, he turns 57 today, just in case you wanted to know. Let's continue talking about some things you ought to know, because here's what we got going on. President Trump is ordering thousands of Somalis to leave the U.S. The White House is ending temporary protective status, TPS, of Somalia, meaning that thousands of Somalis in the U.S. are under that program must leave after an alleged fraud scheme exploited in Minnesota made national headlines. Those affected must leave the country by March the 17th. These are roughly about 2,500 people in the U.S. under the TPS. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, sources revealed to Fox News just under 1,400 of those are in the country with pending application. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $156 million. Here's last night's Mega Million numbers: 16, 40, 56, 64, 66, and the Mega Ball was 44. Also, in some other news, let's see, the bipartisan duo in Congress is turning up the heat on the Justice Department. Take a listen to this one over the Epstein files. And there's no messing around. Reps Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna and asked the Manhattan federal judge to step in and force a rapid release of all investigative materials tied to Jeffrey Epstein. The move comes after the DOJ admitted that it still hasn't released about 99% of the documents, despite being legally required to do so. The request asked the U.S. District Judge to appoint a special master to oversee the document dump and keep the DOJ honest. This is tied to the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which President Trump signed into law on November the 19th, mandating full disclosure, according to what lawmakers have said. The DOJ current efforts doesn't cut it. Since the law took effect in December, the department has released about 12,285 documents of roughly 125,000 pages. But that's just a sliver of, you know, of what exists. A sliver is probably what it should say, of what exists. So there you go. Also, in some other news, the NFL coaching carousel just kicked off into full gear. Mike Tomlin is stepping down as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, ending a 19-year run with one of the league's most storied franchises. The team announced the move yesterday after Tomlin informed Steelers president Art Rooney II. Earlier this morning, Rooney praised Tomlin nearly two decades of leadership success and dedication, calling him a cornerstone of the Steelers football and expressing deep gratitude from the entire Rooney family and organization. Translation, end of an era in Pittsburgh, and the offseason's just got a little bit louder. So there you go. That's it. That is what is going on. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple of hours or so. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he will be talking about the world of safety consulting. That's it. That's what he does. So there you go. So if I can leave you with some words of wisdom for today, the only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubt of today. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. By the way, should I give you some advice before I go? Yeah. Stores make tons of money by having impulse purchases. Always use the shop around feature of stores so that you can only buy what is in your shopping list and nothing else. Maybe that's what I should say. And then we can go. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. And goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.